You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is caramelization? Caramelization is when sugar is heated and it turns brown in color. Now, this is often done by bakers and chefs to produce specific flavors that are created when sugars are cooked. That flavor and color is called caramel. The temperature where the sugars cook and turn brown depends on the type of sugar being heated, and the color will turn darker brown at higher temperatures. These temperatures can be in the 250 to 350 degree Fahrenheit range, well above the boiling point of water at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. At these temperatures, water molecules are removed from the cooking sugars. The loss of water is called dehydration. Notice that I've been saying caramel, C-A-R-A-M-E-L, with an A, not caramel, C-A-R-M-E-L. While the terms are basically the same in a conversation with your friends or your favorite baker, the term that a chemist would use is caramel and caramelization. If you like eating and drinking, you probably like caramel. Caramelization occurs in the brewing of beer, baking breads, making toffee and butterscotch candies, roasting coffee, browning onions, to name just a few. All right, so hopefully you're drooling by now. Perfect. Here's an experiment you can try at home. You'll be cooking over a stove, so get a parent or teacher to help. Get a small metal pot. Add 1.5 cups of sugar and 1 cup of warm water. Stir your mixture until the sugar dissolves. Be patient. This could take a while. Put the pot on a stove and turn it on high. Place a cooking thermometer into the pot and keep stirring. Every time that the temperature increases 50 degrees, get a small spoonful of your mixture, put it in a clear glass jar, and put the jar on a white piece of paper so you can see the color of the liquid. Write the temperature on the paper, and then put the spoon on the paper near the jar. When the temperature increases another 50 degrees, get another spoon, scoop out some of the liquid, put it in a different jar on a piece of paper, write down the temperature, and then put that spoon on that piece of paper. Keep doing this over and over until the temperature doesn't increase anymore. And now, here's where it gets fun. Compare the color and the taste from each temperature reading.
Yummy.
And you should notice some differences both in flavor as well as the color. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of caramelization. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.